Ramble.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm joined by Ariel.
Hello.
And that's it.
It's just us.
It's just us today. You know, people were busy. People didn't feel good. So you get a pure Ariel and Becky
That's right.
episode.
This is the purest episode you will get. It is so pure.
It is so pure. We're both still virgins.
Yep.
Yeah. Ariel's children were immaculate.
They were.
What is it? Immaculate conception?
Immaculate conception. Yeah. Both. You know, it's really, really rare when it happens twice.
Wow. Yeah. You're so lucky.
I know.
So I know. Lucky. Ariel, I know you listen to the tripod sometimes.
I do.
Yeah. Did you listen to when the boys had Jack's films on?
No.
Episode?
That's the newest one. I was just listening to the one with Shane and
Ryan Bergeris.
Yeah.
Oh, those boys are so funny.
I know. And I did not realize that they got to do so much cool stuff. They do so much like traveling.
Oh,
for
my
ghost
God.
Hunting.
Yes.
And I want to do that. I would be way into ghost hunting. I know that you are against it.
No, ma'am.
Well, okay. So how about this? I will take Keith's place because I know that you don't like for Keith to be involved in those spooky things.
That's true.
So maybe it's like me and Ned and Zach and Eugene.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the foursome, but like just as good.
Yeah. And then we'll quarantine from you guys for like 2 weeks just
because
to make
you
sure
think that the ghosts will like,
yeah,
will live in us.
Yeah.
And then so they will come to you.
Yeah.
Because you're particularly susceptible to ghosts.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if a ghost was around, it would be like, she will be my.
Right. Well, back to the purity, back to the purity conversation. You know,
yeah.
I feel like Rebecca Habersberger over here.
Yeah.
Like those ghosts are just like, let me in.
They're like, give me some of that. Keith and I watched the new Conjuring movie this weekend.
Oh, what?
And I don't know if you saw Ryan and Shane actually went to the house where Annabelle lives.
No,
and
stop.
Shane just taunted Annabelle. Just taunted her. I have a picture of their producer, Katie, because we're really good friends.
Yeah, yeah.
She texted me a picture of outside the house and her face is just dead. Like, she's like, I don't want to be here.
Oh my
God. I am
God.
So scared of this. Shane keeps taunting Annabelle. And Annabelle's like, in the movie, she's like this like creepy little porcelain doll, but in
right.
real life, she was just like a Raggedy Ann.
Really?
Like, she's like a red-haired Raggedy Ann. Like, she's all cloth.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, so cloth dolls freak you out too?
I would say like dolls in general. I don't want to be around a doll.
Yeah, I get it.
You know,
it.
I never met. There's a puppet sitting across from
there
us.
Is
and I'm
a
like,
puppet
why?
Sitting here.
Why are we here?
The question is why? Why is there a Trump puppet sitting here?
Did you call it a Trump puppet?
Doesn't it look like a Trump puppet?
Oh, Ariel.
Guys, isn't that what this is? Trump could grow a mustache if he felt like it.
I feel like it maybe looks like Geraldo Rivera a little bit. I mean, we're still in the vein of bad people, but
it's also wearing children's shoes.
Little baby shoes on.
It's weird. This is weird.
I don't know.
Miles, is this a choice that you made?
This was a guest on the tripod recently.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I assume it was Keith.
I was Keith. Keith voiced it. Ned did the body.
That sounds gross.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That's
what they do when we're not around.
And is that why? And like, why is it still here?
We actually put it in the other room, and then I came in, and it was so maybe.
My.
Wait,
don't
no, that's just creepy.
Say that.
That's just creepy.
Don't say that it went somewhere else. And
it's
came
just
back.
This is just like the all the time guest on all the podcasts that happen in this room. Are we already there's already a ghost like in this room?
It's already here.
We just moved
already
in.
Already here.
We just moved in. It's not even finished. And it's haunted.
Ariel, you got to do like a cleansing or something.
I could do
like,
a cleansing. You
as,
bet.
Yeah, as like the
we'll
last
get some sage
step.
And some
yeah.
some Palo Santo and like
yeah.
just have a. Becky, would you be involved in that?
No, too spooky.
Too spiritual.
Yeah, I don't think we're supposed to buy. There was something about Palo Santo a while ago that we're like not supposed to buy it.
Oh, is
something
it,
about the tree? I don't remember.
I believe that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's one of those things.
Maybe I'll just plant crystals in all the rooms.
Sure. sure.
I mean, I have to look up online like how that works.
Yeah.
I will report back. I will report back. But okay, crystals.
Crystals, I think, would be okay.
Crystals to soak up all the bad energy.
Yeah, or like a person. Like if a person came in and you did like a thing. You want me to plant
people in the different rooms to soak up all the energy? That way, if it's haunted, then they will get haunted and not us.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That is something, that's like a very particular skill. I wonder if I'm going to have to pay extra for that.
I know. Are you going to murder the people that we're going to put in here?
I wasn't planning on it. I was planning on live humans.
You're going to just have a live human that we kept?
Well, yeah.
Here?
I mean, we pay them.
Oh, okay.
Right? So
like Miles?
Yeah. I mean, I like Miles? Yeah. Like a live human Miles that we keep here that we also pay. I think they call them employees. But they get the haunted.
Uh-huh.
Not us.
Yeah.
You're okay with that, Miles? Rainy? Yeah. Rainy's okay with it too? Yeah. Cool.
Rainy's like, I'm into it. This is great, great first time.
We got this. Perfect. This is a very strange conversation. Also, I love these shoes. These are the Rothys. This is not like a sponsor. This is
Ariel. Well, thank you for bringing up my beautiful Rothys.
Okay, after this ad break. No. I was looking at this because I just had to get new. Becky and I both.
I'm putting them in the frame.
Becky and I both sport the white sneakers.
White sneaks, baby.
It just has become sort of like the unofficial uniform of you can sit with us. Yeah. But you can wash those. Did Love you know it. That? You could throw them into the wash and then throw them into the dryer. Whereas these.
You put them in the dryer too?
Yeah, you put them in the dryer too. Wow. But these you cannot. And so I just had to get a new pair because I was out in our garden, which I never am, which is why I spent some serious time out there this weekend because it just has gone to seed.
It went wild.
Yes. It went completely wild.
And you have mint, right?
We do have mint. Yeah.
El Diablo.
Which just strangled everything else. Yeah. But we got two tiny tomato plants recently. Like a friend was like, oh, we got a crate of six or something and we only wanted four. So do you want these tomato plants? And we were like, oh, they're so cute. Sure. And we planted them. And our garden is behind our garage. And so we went out there a month later and those tomato plants have taken over.
Are there tomatoes on them?
Yes, they're monsters. That's nice. They're monsters. They're like the size of a human being. They're huge. Yeah, and
are they delicious?
Well, they're all green right now, so but they did cover up our strawberry plants, which actually was really good for the strawberries because now the strawberry plants don't get all like sun. Yeah, like heated by the sun, and so the strawberries are living underneath them. It's a whole ecosystem back there.
I love that journey for you. I love your little wild garden back there.
I know.
Well, farm to table.
Yeah, we got our worms.
You got your worms. That's true. My compost still isn't doing very well. Now I'm just scared to go into it.
Becky,
it's hit a point.
I have some worms that but you can have.
Put the worms in the rotating tumbler
for sure,
and it's okay.
I'm going to have to look that up.
I don't want them to be like upset because I'll be spinning it and the worms will be like, ugh.
I think that if you if you let the worms live in the tumbler and you only tumble it every once in a while, you know, like I wouldn't go out there and like tumble it every day all the time.
They're not like at Six Flags.
Because then the worms are going to be like, what the fuck, Becky? But if you let them do their thing and then tumble it a little bit, then maybe.
Okay.
I'm not really sure if you can tumble worms.
I'll Google it later. I'm sure it'll give me some nice targeted ads after that.
Yeah, seriously.
Can you tumble worms?
if anybody is listening and, you know, is an expert in composting.
Please comment below.
Please comment. Because we are compost curious?
Compost curious.
We're compost curious.
Yeah, we're dipping our toe in the compost.
We dabble.
We dabble in compost.
Yeah. This conversation is already so funny that the sides of my eyes are stinging because I've been cry laughing.
Oh no.
I know. Well, what do we have on the docket for our listeners today, Becky?
I love
what
are we talking about? No, my eyes are stinging.
My eyes are stinging.
What should we talk about now?
What are we talking about?
All right, Ariel. Earlier I asked if you listen to the tripod because I've got some beef.
You have Keith beef.
I have Keith beef. And we're two non-beef eaters here.
That's right.
And it's like
tell me about your beef.
So the tea on the beef. The tea on the beef.
Give me the tea on the beef.
So I was trying to be supportive And also our power was out. So I was on YouTube. No, it was the same day. It was just one long day of the power being out.
Oof.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I just, yeah, love that part of home ownership when something breaks. So you're great. Like, it's my responsibility to fix it. Here, take all my money.
Can't just call someone anymore. Can't,
nope. There's no one to call.
You could. Some people have handymen.
That's true. You know, I mean, Keith is always very friendly with anyone that comes to fix our house. And he's like, I think he does want to be friends with every handyman that's come to fix something.
Get him on speed dial.
Yeah. He's like, let me give you some of my hot sauce. Oh, like, Keith, leave these poor people alone.
That's really
He's
sweet.
Like, no, let me explain. It's very cute. But anyway,
I'm famous. Yeah. This is my face.
Don't be weirded out. Anywho, so the tea on the B was on the tripod. Mm-hmm. Keith was talking about, or Miles maybe brought up chuggy. Okay. This word chuggy that some people are using. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's on the tickety talks. I have not used it yet just because I'm uncomfortable because I don't understand what it means.
Yeah. We'll explain what it is to you in a little bit, but it's not a positive, I think.
More of a
negative qualifier. Okay. You know, like basic. I think chuggy and basic are very similar.
Okay. So like some people would say I'm chuggy in like a funny way?
Kind of. So this is where the real tea starts.
Uh-huh.
So I made a TikTok.
Yes.
Last month.
Uh-huh.
Where I said, I think there's a conspiracy theory about millennials making up fake beef because I never saw any Gen Z or TikTokers commenting about side parts or skinny jeans. Never saw it. I only saw millennials getting upset about it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then this chuggy word came out and I literally never heard anyone use it in like a real sentence or in a real way. It's only people reacting to the word chuggy. So I was like, I think millennials are making stuff up so that they can have beef with the Gen Zers.
Oh, fascinating.
Right?
Now, just to confirm.
Yes.
You are a millennial.
I am a millennial.
I am also a millennial, albeit an elder millennial.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm really in the...
I'm firmly millennial.
Smack yeah. millennial. Yeah.
Okay.
But Keith was talking about the word chuggy on the podcast and said he saw somewhere on TikTok... this conspiracy theory and explained my TikTok as something that he just so happened to see.
Wait, he didn't say
no.
My wife Rebecca.
Like, no. He did not say I saw this thing. He saw it because I handed him my phone and said, look at this TikTok. Is it funny? I made this.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. I will say on the one hand, you know, here he is like repping. You and True. Talking about your TikToks, True. Right? So now people are going to be going on TikTok looking for these conspiracy theories.
And mine's going to come up because it's hashtag conspiracy theory, exactly. hashtag chuggy.
On the other hand, he could have very easily said, Becky did this.
He could have. There are a lot of things I've realized in marriage.
Mm, please, go on.
Where some people are using their eyes, but not using their eyes. You know what I mean?
No.
You know, please, please explain. I feel like the amount of times I'm asked, do you know where my blank is?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And I'm like, actually, one moment, I do. Please. Yes. I think that happened with the TikTok. I'm like, okay, you saw it was me. But you
did
forgot.
He forget? Forgot. Did he actually forget?
He was like, I thought, yeah, I remember you made that one, but I read something somewhere else. And
so either he's completely absent-minded or he's lying to you.
I don't think he's lying. I think he is just truly absent-minded. Right.
Because Keith is a very bad liar.
Very bad liar.
We have established that.
He cannot lie to save his life, which is a good thing. Like, yeah, you shouldn't be a liar.
That's a great thing. Absolutely.
Liars are no fun.
You do not want your husband to lie to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think it was just one of those things where, like, maybe he was just a little too close. You know? Like, for example, I was making some garlic confit.
Oh,
last night.
Yummy.
And I went to check on it. So what do? I turn the oven light on.
Uh-huh.
Keith comes in. He's like, how's the oven light on? And I was like, what are you talking about?
How do you think the oven light is on? I turned it on.
And he goes, I've been looking for the button to turn the oven light on for months.
Stop.
And he's like, where is it?
It's this button right here that says light.
I was like, I don't know. I just pushed the button that said oven light. But it's one of those things where I'm like, I think he's too close to the situation. You know, he spends more time in front of the stove than I do. So I think he's too close to it.
I see. I'm crying again because it's just too funny. I mean, he does wear glasses.
He does wear glasses.
Is it a situation where, like, he takes off his glasses to take things out of the oven because of the fog?
No, I would say I do excuse, like, anything that's wrong in the bathroom. Like, right, if you ask me where something is in the bathroom, or, like, if something's messy in the bathroom, I'm like, well, that's okay. You can't see. Like, okay.
Sweet man.
I can't see. Okay. But the other ones, no, I think that was the big one.
Huh.
The oven light. Yeah. And then it's just other random things where I'm sure you have it with the kids, too, where you're like, if I find this, I do that a lot. I was like, I swear to God, if I walk in this room and it's exactly where I think it is.
Every single day. It's like, Ned's like, where is this? Where is this? But you know what? I have to give him, like, a little bit of a pass because when I clean things, I will stash them away. And I'm constantly rethinking our organizational strategies, you know? And so something like, the sunscreen will have been in a certain place for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, oh, well, gosh, we use this so often. And why would you, like, open this up to get the sunscreen? Why don't we just put it in this other really strange place? And then Ned's like, where's the sunscreen?
It's like, help.
Oh, duh, it's right here. It's been here for the last 5 days. Like, why didn't you notice? You know, and I do that with everything. And, you know, like, so stuff in the kitchen, I'm like, oh, well, we use this all the time, or we don't use this all the time. I'm going to put it up high somewhere so that nobody can find it but me. and then, you know, 5 days later, Ned's like, where is the cake pan? And I'm like, why are you looking for the cake pan? You haven't used the cake pan in 6 months. I put it up here. Duh.
I think that's a good, I mean, that's a good, like, move it to the back, you know, if it's not being utilized.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Keith will forget something in front of him. I'll forget something that's far away. So he's really good at reminding me of events and times and dates. Oh. Like, I probably ask him what he's doing 10 times of, like, the day. Like, I'll be okay, what are you doing today?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the office. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this thing. I walk away and I'm like, so what are you doing today?
It's nice that Keith actually knows what he's doing during the day, because Ned does not. He's like, I don't know. Let me look at my calendar. And I'm like, okay, yeah, look at your calendar so you can tell me what you're doing today. Like, how have you not looked at your calendar?
Send the calendar.
I am connected to his calendar, actually. Normally, nice. I know what he's doing more than he does. I'm not sure. Like, when you're on the toilet, do you not look at your calendar? Like, I get that there's TikTok. I mean,
that's an excellent point.
Right?
Or when he's taking his baths.
Or when he's taking
his many baths.
No, Ned doesn't take baths.
He's the shower. He's the multi-shower.
Yes, he's a multi-showerer.
A multi-showerer.
We don't have to talk about the showering thing because I know that we talk about it all the time. But I feel like it's gotten worse. Not the shower, not him showering, but me not showering. You know what I mean? Like,
tell me more.
Like, well, okay. So like Ned still continues to take 2 showers a day. That okay. hasn't gotten worse. Right. Uh-huh. But I used to shower maybe daily, maybe every uh-huh. other day. And it has gotten to the point where I will not shower unless I absolutely have to.
Like how many days, Ariel?
Like 3 or 4.
Are you tinky?
No.
Do you get tinky?
I don't get tinky. And I also change my clothes a lot and wash my clothes a lot.
Oh, so okay.
I think I've just optimized my life to not get stinky while first.
To be above showering.
Yeah, to be above showering.
You've transcended the need to shower.
Yeah. So what I'll do, what I will do instead of showering, I will use, you know, copious amounts of dry shampoo.
Okay.
Which actually is better for the look of my hair than showering. Oh. Because like, so I showered this morning. Uh-huh. And my hair's a little
love
flat.
It. Thank you so much for showering. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Ariel.
I do it for all of you. I do it yeah. for all of you. But you know, my hair feels a little flat. It feels okay. a little like, I don't know, boring.
Beautiful.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Little angel.
But if I am using copious amounts of dry shampoo, like day 3 of dry uh-huh. shampoo, my hair is fluffy. It is full of product. Like, you're like, you know, yes. You can't flatten that baby if you wanted to, just because the amount of dry shampoo in there keeps it full.
It's just holding it up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like a little helmet of exactly. dry shampoo.
Yeah, it's like a little helmet of dry shampoo, which I'm into. Like right now, that is my, like that is good for me.
That's your shower.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I'll do to keep like the stinky, I'll change my underwear. I'll change my shirt.
Well, that's
I'll
good.
Put on. Yeah, exactly. I'll put on some deodorant.
Yeah.
You know, and then
but the pants stay the same.
No, usually. Well, so, okay. So that's the other thing about like not showering is it's not that I'm wearing the same clothes, because my clothes get actually very dirty.
Yeah.
From just children. And yeah. I have a terrible habit of when my hands get dirty and or, you know, like food on them or something like that. Like right now, Finn is just like playing with solids. And okay. so uh-huh. I will peel a banana and then I'll stick my finger through it to like kind of get the pieces apart so that uh-huh. he can put them in his mouth. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And instead of taking those hands and washing them, or yeah, I will lick the banana off so that there aren't actual chunks of banana on my hands. And then I will wipe them on my pants.
Okay.
Because I know that my pants are already dirty from who knows what.
So it's a little more banana.
What's a little more banana?
It's a little bit
exactly.
of banana.
Like they probably have breast milk on them. They probably have like sticky toddler hands, because yeah. you know, Wes is the same way. Like Wes had a runny nose the other day and
I know
he's totally fine now.
Oh, okay.
But he would just come over and he would literally wipe his nose on my pants.
Oh,
like on the thighs of my pants. And I was like, wow, thank you for that's
a beautiful gift.
That's really special, like that you feel the need to do that. Uh-huh. That you feel like this is your safe space to wipe your nose.
Mama's thigh.
You know, just really just moments that I just
cherish.
Treasure.
Yeah. You're going to look back on these days. Ah.
I know. You're so right. Anywho, how did we get into that? We were talking about Chugi.
Chugi.
Tell me more about the things that Keith can't find.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think it went Chugi, things Keith can't find, and then toddlers. Yeah. Is where we went.
Yeah.
Is well, that are toddlers Chugi?
Are they?
Miles.
Are toddlers Chugi? I still don't quite understand the definition of Chugi. Can we get into that a little bit?
I think it's basic.
It's basic.
I think it's just another word for basic. It's not basic.
It's a Starbucks Frappuccino.
Yeah.
And
which do Frappuccinos have caffeine in them?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought they were like a milkshake.
They're a caffeine
I saw
milkshake.
Someone talking about it on TikTok, and I just drink black coffee. So
there's a small amount of coffee in a Frappuccino.
Okay. But it's mostly yeah. like ice cream, right? People are just getting like ice cream.
I don't yeah. think so. Well, actually, let's ask the former barista.
Our
over
former
here.
Barista.
It does have ice cream base in it.
But I thought, it doesn't it just have, it's just milk.
Well, it's milk and ice cream base.
Which there's is ice essentially cream in heavy. A frappuccino?
Yes, no. So when you make a blended drink like that, you put in what's called ice cream base, and it is like gelatin, but it's also heavy cream, and it helps it all hold together. And it's heavy cream.
Delicious.
It's great.
No wonder.
Oh my God.
So what's in, okay, so my... go to like basic drink from a Starbucks. This was like maybe a couple years post college for me when I was living in Chicago. If I needed an afternoon pick me up, I would get a coffee light frappuccino. So what is in that, Miles? I don't actually know.
Miles is like, you just got ice cream.
What do you mean? What's in that? It's just a frappuccino without coffee in it?
No, a coffee light frappuccino. So it was coffee flavor. So you know how you could get like a mocha frappuccino? Okay. Mine would be coffee flavor. And so I just assumed that.
So it was like coffee ice cream?
Well, see, I actually thought that it was coffee.
Uh-huh.
Maybe some milk. But since I ordered it light, I assumed that it was skim milk. So coffee,
it's like getting skim a skinny milk, margarita,
and ice, all blended together. And I felt really good about my choices when I made that decision.
Here's my one question. Uh-huh. Would it hold together?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was a frappuccino. Okay. All right.
I think frappuccinos might be choogy.
Yeah.
Having ice cream in the morning might be choogy. Is that choogy?
I don't know either.
I still don't think choogy is a real word. I think it's made up.
I still don't understand what it is. I mean, I get the word. I feel like I have a good grasp on the word basic. Yeah. You know, now that it's been 15 years since people have been saying the word basic. But when I think of basic, I think of Starbucks frappuccinos. What are other things that are basic that would also translate to choogy?
Definitely pumpkin spice lattes, for sure.
Oh, okay. So really,
we also have a quiz.
Let's do a quiz. But it sounds like this has a lot to do with your choice, like your drink choices.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's not. I guess we're just talking about it in terms of drink choices. But I think it would be like, Ugg boots, leggings, and a Patagonia zip-up are
so college
choogy.
Students.
Yeah, maybe what we did when we were in college.
Got it.
Is considered choogy.
Zip-up.
But maybe this quiz will enlighten us here. Okay. Maybe it'll give us a little
I'm
bit
in.
More.
I'm
so
in.
We'll take this together.
I fully expect to be like 95% choogy. This is always how it happens
cheeky.
To me. I take these quizzes. I take them with Becky and Maggie and Rachel. And I am always the one who's like, well, yeah, ice cream for breakfast. Duh. Like, it's delicious.
Yeah. It's tasty.
Yeah.
It's tasty. Okay.
Ugg boots are comfortable. Why wouldn't you wear them?
They're like, they keep your toes warm.
Yeah. And actually, something I learned from our producer, Rachel, the other day, who's not here because she's very busy with, her other job, which is a producing for the Try Guys. She was telling me that when she was working on Portlandia, mm-hmm. she would wear Ugg boots in the summer because apparently the fur inside mm-hmm. actually regulates the temperature of your feet, hot and cold.
That's fascinating. What's the science behind
it? I don't know.
I feel like my toes would be sweaty little
demons. I feel like my toes would be sweaty too.
They would just be like, you know, like.
They would get squeaky in there because they would be sweaty.
They would skmoosh.
Yeah.
They would skmoosh all over the place.
Let's talk about that some more. No, please.
I would text Rachel. I'm like, how do your shoes stay cool?
How do you wear those?
How's this work? Okay. So according to this quiz from an unknown website, that nobody's ever heard of. Choogy. It refers to something most often a trend or slang that's out of date and or trying too hard.
Oh.
Ooh, so it is a little like pointed. Oh my God, the first one, Ugg boots. Ugg boots, choogy or not choogy?
Choogy.
Choogy. They got to be choogy.
Although I feel like the Ugg boots are the epitome of not trying too hard. Not trying hard at all.
It's a very nuanced conversation now. Yeah.
Do you own Ugg boots, Becky?
No, you know what? I've never owned Ugg boots.
Never?
Never.
Even coming from the snow?
Well, okay. So Ugg boots are cute, but they're not practical. If you, they're like suede on the outside or something. If you go in the snow in those, they're ruined.
That's true.
They're ruined. My shoes were like heinous, ugly, like snow weatherproof boots from like DSW or like Kohl's.
I remember having some really good snow boots and they were not Ugg boots. But I also remember wearing Ugg boots in the snow. I know.
Was it so warm?
Because they were so warm, and cozy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then how does, I got to ask Rachel how it knows whether it's supposed to be hot or cold. Because if you were surrounded by cold, how would it know that you want your feet to be warm?
That's true. And if you, it was surrounded by hot, how would it know that it wanted your feet to be cold?
Right. Is this a paradox? Is this what a paradox, is this what paradox means? Okay, here we go, Ariel. This one's for you. Design chevron print.
Yeah. Chuggy
for sure.
Because it was saying something that's out of date.
Out of date.
Chevron print is like 10 years ago.
10 years, yeah, uh-huh. Definitely. I'm definitely just making sure owned that skirts. Nothing here is chevron. I know, wouldn't it be funny? Yeah, that I was wearing like a chevron shirt today. I feel like, oh no, okay, chuggy.
Becky would never.
Yes, people agreed. Cargo shorts, chuggy or not chuggy?
Not chuggy.
I don't think those are chuggy. Those are practical.
Yeah, but what? I feel like those are coming in back into their own.
Let's see. Oh, People disagree with us. 68% said it was chuggy.
No, they just don't know fashion.
They just don't know about
fashion. They don't know fashion. Pockets are useful.
And pockets. Cargo pants have so many pockets, so many places to put things.
Exactly. But I also feel like, am I wrong? I feel like cargo pants are like newly cool.
I don't know. I'm not like on fashion TikTok, yeah.
Me neither.
I'm more on like cozy athleisure TikTok.
But
here's how to dress up leggings.
There are leggings with pockets now.
That's true.
I wouldn't call those cargo pants, but
I would not call those cargo pants.
But pockets. Mm-mm. Pockets are useful.
Yeah. Okay. Are those like paper bag pants? Isn't that
paper
style?
Bag pants.
Paper bag pants. Let's see. Oh, this one I feel personally attacked by. Captioning a social media post about a personal accomplishment with, I did a thing.
I mean, I say that just in real life.
Yeah.
I'll come out of the bathroom after having like a spectacularly large poo and I'll be like, I did a thing. And my entire family goes, yay.
Wes is just sitting there like, huh?
Oh no, he does it too. I think that's where it comes from. Is like, we encourage Wes to, he is fully potty trained now.
Nice.
And so
love that
journey. He'll disappear into the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And we need him to tell us that he pooped.
Oh.
Otherwise, because sometimes he doesn't take it out of his tiny potty and put it into the big potty. And so then just
wait a minute.
A toddler poo will just sit in the bathroom
for
a little while if he doesn't tell us.
We need to go back. So does he take like a little doggy bag, scoop up his own poop and put it into a toilet?
No. Well, so toddler potties have like a potty part that you can take out and then you dump it into the potty and then you clean it.
It's like a bedpan.
Yeah.
A bedpan for babies.
Like, yeah. But you know, it's a little toddler potty, so it fits his little bottom and feels more comfortable sitting on it. And you know, that sort of thing.
Does he have like a little baby? It's like toilet paper? Is there like smaller toilet paper?
That's
for him?
The other thing about telling us that he's pooping is that he hasn't.
Oh, he needs help.
He needs help wiping.
Mm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. We're getting there. We're getting there. But
someone's got to show you how to wipe your butt. You know what I mean?
Soon. I feel like, you know, we had to get the like pooping in the potty first and and then the wiping will come next. But so everybody in the house just says that they're pooping because, you know, it's like we all like to share with those things and we want Wes to feel like he's comfortable sharing those things.
Yeah.
And so we all come out and we're like, I did a thing.
And that's how you know it was a good poop day.
Exactly.
Love that.
Do you not do that?
No. Keith and I are very different poopers.
Really?
I'm a laser pooper. I hate bathrooms just in general. I don't like public bathrooms. I don't like my own bathroom.
I mean, I did know that you didn't like public bathrooms.
Don't like bathrooms.
You don't like your own bathroom?
No. I am not a sit on the toilet kind of person. I will go to the bathroom if I'm going to like shit myself.
Wow. So you hold it until you are about to explode.
Until it is. I'm like, I got to go. See ya.
So what if you're
I've also been a very, I'm a, like a really good regular pooper. I just like wake up,
I love
have
that
my morning little poo.
I love that for you.
And go on with
that's
the day.
Fantastic.
Yeah, because I really don't like
that's
bathrooms.
Huge. Because
yeah.
You know, there are not a lot of people out there who have that kind of, I wouldn't even call it luck. I would just call it like, yeah. That don't have that experience with pooping.
Yeah. I think it's more like a mind over body sort of thing.
That's great.
Where I'm like, okay, it's time.
I'm a little jealous. I'm not going to lie. I'm like a little jealous of your laser pooping.
My fast poops.
Yeah, your fast poops.
You know, I just want to get in and out. I don't want to hang out in there.
I get it.
I think the using the phone on the toilet is kind of weird too. Because I'm like, so dirty.
So dirty.
It's so dirty.
Interesting. I have thought, I have considered that.
Yeah.
But then also it's like the only time I get to myself to play
that's
my phone.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Ned used to be a laser pooper. And now he takes 20 minutes because I know he's looking at TikTok.
Right? You're like, I know you're doing something.
I know you're
doing
something.
I know you're playing on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
100%.
Pooping. Is it choogy? Oh, but maybe talking about poop is choogy.
Oh, maybe.
I feel like that could be a choogy.
Well, see, I don't know. Because I feel like talking about mental health is like very much not choogy.
Let me crawl into my shirt, Ariel. No, don't do it.
No. I feel like talking about mental health is a healthy thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like talking about pooping is the same.
Oh, yeah. So talking about like physical health and mental health on the
like,
same level.
As someone who has struggled with IBS in the past.
Yeah.
Like talking about it makes it easier to deal with.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. Like,
yeah.
And I think I remember talking about this with somebody else who like had IBS trouble. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, my gosh, it is so just like refreshing that you are able to, that like I'm able to talk about this with you. And I was aww. Like, oh.
Yeah, because I guess how would you know something was wrong if you didn't talk to someone about it, you know?
Exactly.
That's why I started drinking coffee is because I told Keith I didn't poop for like a week once.
And he was like, so you started drinking coffee?
He was like, you have to poop. And I was like, no. I was like, I think I'll be fine.
I don't.
He was like, does your stomach hurt? I was like, I'm a little bloated. But other than that, no. And so that's how I started my journey on coffee. He was like, it is unhealthy to not poop for a week.
Wow.
But I wouldn't have known.
Wow.
Had I not, you know, spoken up.
So back to my question, do you tell Keith that you have pooped or are pooping?
Oh, I say I'm going to go poop. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I definitely say I'm going to go poop.
Because our Ned's like family doesn't really talk about it very much.
Poop.
Poop.
Not poop people.
And so like there are times when, you know, we will have maybe like family members over and I'll be like, I'm going to go poop. And they're horrified. Absolutely horrified.
I feel like it like lets them know that like maybe you're gonna be gone for 5 minutes.
Exactly. You know what I mean? That's the thing is like how would they know where I was if I didn't tell them?
They could worry.
Like what if I was gone for 15 minutes?
Yeah.
What if they thought I was just being lazy and like, I don't know, chilling on my phone in the other room? No, yeah. I'm pooping.
You're working.
I'm doing the work. I'm doing the good Lord's work right now of pooping.
I like how poop was not on our topic schedule for today, but like we've slowly devolved into just what do Ariel and Becky want to talk about?
Poop. Pooping.
Just poop, you know. Okay, so I guess talking about poop might be choogy.
Maybe.
No. But like in a good way.
No, we've decided it's not choogy.
It's not choogy. It's talking about your health.
I still don't understand the definition of choogy. Okay, can you read the definition to me again?
Yeah, I'll do the definition again. Pronounced choogy. Refers to a something. Refers to a something. Yeah. Did they write this incorrectly? Mm. Unknown website. Refers to something most often a trend or slang that's out of date and or trying too hard.
Out of date or trying too hard.
Out of date or
trying
too hard.
So those are the two things.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it. Are there more?
So I guess maybe, like talking about poop for humor would be choogy.
Yes. But talking about like poop for health.
For health is not choogy. Okay.
Love that.
Yeah. Love that journey for us.
For us. Yeah.
The Office merch. Choogy or not choogy.
Like The Office,
like
the
Dunder
show?
Mifflin t-shirts.
I think that those are coming back too.
I think they're coming back. I'm going to say not choogy.
I'm going to say not choogy.
I'm going to say fashion.
Yeah. It's like Jonas Brothers t-shirts or Taylor Swift t-shirts. They're like, they would have been Chuggy 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
But not now.
But now it's come back.
Yeah.
Fashion's on that like 20-year cycle or whatever.
You know what I mean? I'm fully aware that I am not the person to be deciding whether something is Chuggy or not Chuggy. Because
Ariel, you might be an expert in Chuggy.
Maybe I am. Just because the things that I love are probably Chuggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Great. Okay.
Well, it's like an unabashed
just
love.
So we like put that out there.
I don't think Chuggy is like, again,
it's
I
not
think it's
bad.
Made up. I think it's made
up. It's not
up.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like somebody saying I am basic.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bad thing. If you're aware of it, it makes it a cool thing.
Yeah. Own what you like.
Thank you.
You know, don't let strangers on the internet tell you what you like cool.
That's right.
And we will not be bullied.
No, I will not be bullied out of my ice cream coffee.
Let's see. Let me like wiggle up a little bit and see what's okay. where the real good is.
Give me that good.
Okay. Boat shoes.
Ooh.
Chuggy or not Chuggy?
I used to wear boat shoes like nobody's business.
Really?
I don't loved boat
owned
shoes.
Any boat shoes.
Like well,
Sperry's.
I just
Sperry's.
Yeah, I just liked them because they were cute little slip-ons.
Yeah, cozy.
But I think now maybe Chuggy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with. I think most of the men on The Bachelor wear boat shoes, and they would probably be my baseline for like a Chuggy man.
Uh-huh. I feel like if you're not on a boat, or in a boating cultural situation.
But I guess what if you're like, want to always be prepared for the moment when someone's like, do you want to go on my boat?
Then it's not Chuggy. That's just functional.
That's preparation.
Yeah. That's just like being prepared.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Not Chuggy.
Cool.
The internet is also like 50-50 on that one.
Hmm.
The other ones are kind of boring. This list is Chuggy.
Yeah. Give me one of the boring ones.
The boring ones? Okay. It was just like side parts. It was back where we were with the side
parts. We've been over this.
Yeah. So I guess from this deep dive that we've now done, very scientific, very to the point. We didn't take any tangents with it.
No. We
decided that Chuggy is in fact not real.
Chuggy is in fact not Chuggy?
Not Chuggy is not Chuggy.
Chuggy things don't exist because we do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear cargo shorts if I feel like it.
Yeah.
And part my hair.
Whichever way you want.
As deep to the side.
Yeah.
As I want.
Yeah.
How deep is it right now?
Because again, I don't think the kids made this up. I think millennials are looking for attention.
Mm.
That's what I think is going on. Millennials are feeling forgotten about.
You think?
I think. And they're trying to make up this beef with the children because the children are having so much fun doing their little dances, drinking their Starbucks.
That's fair.
You know?
I mean, as a millennial, I certainly feel like I need a thing.
Right? Some sort of like identity.
Yeah.
Keith and I saw Olivia Rodrigo's post on Instagram this weekend. Oh, Olivia is what we kept yelling. She did like a thotty little photo shoot. And Keith and I were on Instagram and he's like, look at this. And I was like, oh, Olivia.
Oh my goodness.
Olivia.
Speaking of thotty, somebody, I don't remember where we discussed this, but I think so Rachel and I went on a baby vacation recently.
So cute.
So fun. But we were talking about thotty for some reason. And we think it would be a really hilarious experiment to have moms only post thotty photos on Instagram for a week.
Huh.
What do you think? Wouldn't that be so funny? Instead of posting pictures of our children and like wholesome things, like
just thotty little
content,
thirst traps.
Yes, exactly. Just thirst traps. Like super uncomfortable, super like, this is me in a swimsuit. Look.
Can you imagine? Cute. I think it'd be fun.
I actually think it would be a very, almost like a coming out of moms, you know, just sort of like, this is who I am and I'm okay with it.
Reclaiming your body.
That's right.
After a human lived in it, stretched it out, ripped it apart.
Yeah.
In some cases, tore you from belly to booty.
You're really going far kids, into the depths
kids
with this.
Do something. It's weird. Birth and children are weird.
It's,
I mean, it's natural, but it's weird. Mm-hmm. There's a little human
I know
that could literally just like punch your liver.
The magic of childbirth.
It's crazy.
Could punch your liver. Yeah.
Could punch your liver. Could just grab some. That baby has seen more of you than you've seen of you. You know what I mean?
I bet they had their eyes closed. I like to think they did.
That's true.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be really creepy if they were like looking around in there.
Nah. They do. Babies can see light. Like, because, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
They can see like, light and dark through
not translucent, but.
Yeah, but like they can.
I'm doing a flashlight motion.
But also like when you're pregnant and you have a baby in your belly, especially later in pregnancy, the baby will sleep at night while you're sleeping. And part of it is because it's dark. And so when it's light outside and you're like out in the light, they the baby's can see, like, ah. Yeah, they can see light. And so they're like, kick, kick, kick.
Enough, you know, enough.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder how much time babies spend sleeping in the womb. Are they cats? Is it like 12 hours?
It's a lot. I mean, newborns sleep 12 hours at least.
Whoa.
Yeah. So they sleep a lot.
That would be so nice.
Yeah. And that's why you rock babies to get them to sleep is because it mimics the movement of mom.
The motion of the ocean.
The motion of just walking or, you know, breathing. Kind of makes it like that rocking.
Do you ever just pick Finn up and breathe really heavily on him?
Sometimes, but not like what you're thinking, but the shh, shh, shh motion, like sounds like blood rushing. Isn't that all? It's so interesting. All this like
babies
stuff.
Are little monsters.
They
want to hear the blood.
Yeah, they want to hear vampires. Blood. They want to feel the like motion of mom walking.
Yeah, and they want to be all like swaddled in. Mm-hmm. Ugh, I'm so jealous of babies.
I know.
They seem like they have really nice lives.
It does seem like they have nice lives.
Right? Like someone just feeds you all the time.
Yeah.
And you don't ever have to clean anything. And you never have to drive a car. And you just get carried everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you can eat.
You can eat.
Anything.
Yep.
You know? That'd be fun.
Stuff off the floor.
Stuff off the floor.
Yeah.
You're just like living your best, like, drunk adult life.
For sure.
Is what a baby is.
Like plants, you're like... Oh, what is this? Let me put it into my mouth.
Yeah. And at a certain point, they can't see like faces, but they can see shapes. So they're like, just little.
It's like you're drunk.
Explorers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
Oh, so jealous of babies. So jealous. Ariel, we got to transition off of the babies because it's making me cozy. It's making me want to go to sleep.
I get it.
You know, it's not going to make me go to sleep, Ariel.
What?
This very interesting question that we have from an audience member.
Oh, good transition, Becky. I like that.
Thank you very much.
I like what you did there. Oh, here. I can read this one. You've been reading all the things.
You got this.
Let's see.
I want to be a baby again. I don't want to read.
All right. Well, Stacey writes, I am graduating university in 1 week. She said university, so she's probably British.
British or Canadian?
Mm-hmm. Or Australian.
So many
and I've been
be
thinking
from.
A lot about my ex-boyfriend.
Stacey, please.
Not in a romantic way at all. Okay. I'm happily in another relationship, but I'm just reflecting back on my university life. I dated my ex-boyfriend from mid-freshman year to the summer between sophomore and junior year. So 1 year and 4 months-ish. It's a long time.
That's a long time for a college relationship.
Because of COVID, my in-person classes ended mid-junior year, so the majority of my in-person university life was spent with him. Oh, I see. I see where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Before graduating and leaving D.C. forever, I just thought it... D.C.? Wait, she's not British? Anywho.
Wait a minute. Stacey!
I'm confused.
Stacey, are you trying to trick us?
Before graduating and leaving D.C. forever, I just thought it might be nice to reach out to my ex and tell him I appreciated being with him. But is that even necessary? I was the one who broke up with him and we unfollowed each other's Instagram. Whoa. Is that awkward? Would he even want to see me? Context, he's 3 years older than me, so he is well into working adult life. Also context, my current boyfriend would not give a shit if I hypothetically got coffee with my ex. He is a confident man. Thanks and sending positive vibes your way.
Stay so much, Stacey, so much.
There's a lot to unpack there.
A lot to unpack. So let's start at the top. She's in DC, but possibly a foreign exchange student.
Yes. That is the most important thing we got from this question.
That's what we heard.
Okay. The overarching feeling I get mm-hmm. from this is that she has so much gratitude for this person.
Yeah.
Because of the great time that she had in college and mm-hmm. the great time that they had together.
Yeah.
They clearly left on okay terms. Because she feel you don't think
I
so
don't think
because they unfollowed
so.
Each other.
Yeah, the, unfollowing seems like a little heavier. And she was the breaker upper,
right?
Not the breakup-y.
I mean, we didn't really get any context as to why they broke up.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I feel like if it was something that was like, well, you're moving away, and I can't move with you.
Yeah,
but they're still good feelings there, then that would be different than you cheated on me.
Yeah. I think she might have mentioned if she would have cheated. You know what I mean? I think that's something you would put in.
Sure.
But I don't know. We're only getting one side of the story, Stacey. We don't know what Steve is feeling or thinking.
Right. Exactly. And it sounds like she doesn't know what's going on with him because she's not following him on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So he could be married for all we know. So from Steve's perspective, mm-hmm. Getting a text from your ex being like, I had a really good time with you at university, that could mean two things to him. It could mean, hey, you up?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, you want to get back together?
Mm-hmm,
or mm-hmm. it could just be like, hey, I really appreciate you. Thank you for being such a nice person.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, if you're just texting him out of the blue to say thank you, it feels a little bit like you're trying to get with him.
I don't know if I feel like she's trying to get with him, but I do feel like, you have to look at the gratitude you want to give someone and see how they're going to receive it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because if she broke up with him, mm-hmm. her reaching out might not be the healthiest thing for him to hear.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And I get that you want to put those good vibes out into the world.
Yes. It's always nice to tell people you appreciate them.
Absolutely.
You enjoyed things.
And I think it's great that she wants to do that. That mm-hmm. she wants to appreciate this person for the good times.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I agree. I think that it could be taken the wrong way.
Yeah. It could be misconstrued.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also like, I don't know, man. Why are you thinking about your ex?
Right.
I guess I've never had the maybe high school ex-boyfriend, but not college ex-boyfriend. No.
Yeah. Have you ever texted an ex being like, I'm at this place. We had a really good time here. That sort of thing.
I don't have many exes.
No, me neither.
So I didn't have a lot of people to text.
What about a friend? Like a friend that you haven't talked to in a really long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll pop in.
Yeah.
And say, hey, what up?
Be
to friends.
I'm back in Chicago at our favorite sandwich restaurant.
Yeah.
Or
saw this thing, thought about you. Yeah, for sure. For sure. But I think friends might be different than a romantic partner. I feel like reaching out to someone that you've seen naked.
Right.
No matter how confident or not insecure your new partner is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe don't.
Yeah.
Maybe
and
don't.
There's also somebody that you've been romantically involved with. Those feelings don't just go away.
Yeah.
And so that's why the conversation around exes is so fraught. Mm-hmm. Because when you get back, when you see an ex again, those feelings are likely to pop up.
Something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it just seems a little dangerous to me.
What if she wrote a letter but then never sent it?
That sounds lovely.
Also tell me you're in therapy without telling me you're in therapy.
I know. Seriously.
We're going to do this
exercise.
Becky,
I want you to write a letter. Yeah. Or maybe honestly just talking about it and okay, here's an idea. Maybe mm-hmm. instead of texting your ex,
mm-hmm.
why don't you get together with a friend that you also share that time with? And you can talk all about the times that you had. You can talk about your ex.
Yeah.
You know, talk about all the good times that you had with your ex. Mm-hmm. And just like work through those feelings that you're having, but not with your ex.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say find an outlet, you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah.
To express yourself, but maybe not to him. Because you don't know.
Or her.
Or her.
I guess it's.
I think in this case, it was a he, but. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you and I agree on this point. I don't think it would accomplish what you want to accomplish if you contacted your ex.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a wonderful way to say it. Mm-hmm. I think that kind of sums it up.
Oh my goodness, Becky. We have probably talked about poop for like 20 minutes.
20 minutes tripod. At least. We talked about poop longer than I've ever pooped in my life.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Unless I'm like ill.
Right, fair.
Like food poisoning.
Or, uh-huh, yeah.
But you know, when you get Ariel and Becky alone, this is actually what most of our conversations are like.
this is a true, pure yeah. Ariel and Becky conversation right here.
Right with here. Our puppet friends.
Relationships, uh-huh. Kids.
Poop.
Poop. Ghosts.
Easy.
Done.
Oh, ghosts.
Mm-mm. You know, we only talk about them because you don't like them so much. It's mm-hmm. not like I think about ghosts all the time, you know?
It's true. It's true. I think maybe I shouldn't have told anyone that I don't like ghosts. So then people would try and stop getting me to like touch a ghost thing.
Becky, that ship sailed. That ship sailed a long time ago.
Oh, no.
I know.
It was the tarot card video that got me.
Yeah, exposed. That's probably true.
Jugi.
But we knew before that you didn't like that's like Ouija true. Boards and that mm-hmm. sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. It was way before that.
You know?
I don't know.
The years of friendship.
Indeed.
They go back.
They go way back. Way back.
Well, you guys, that is it. That's the time we have.
This has been fun.
This has been a wonderful experience with all of you. We loved our question from our international exchange student.
Stacy. And her ex, Steve.
That was wonderful. Please send us more questions. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a whole episode dedicated just to your questions.
That's right. We're digging deep questions, guys.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
If you need some advice.
To see what people want to know from our brains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us what you want to know from our brains.
Yeah.
And we will tell you.
And we will tell you from our brains to yours. Anywho, thanks for sitting with us.
Yeah, make sure you're washing your hands. Go get the vaccine if you're not vaccinated already.
Rate us 5 stars. On. Like and subscribe.
Yeah, send us an email. Have a nice day. Tell someone you love them, but not your ex.
Yeah. Just spread positivity and joy.
Beautiful.
Okay, bye.